risk associated with storing this crop. I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Commodity markets are signaling farmers to store this very large corn crop, and that's exactly what they're doing. While it is a good idea now, are there things farmers need to keep in mind a few months down the road? We'll find out right after this. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. While the market may be signaling for farmers to store their grain, Steve Nicholson, Director of Grain and Oilseeds for Rabo Agrifinance, says there are some things farmers need to consider.
There is a lot of it's going to stay on the farm. We've done some estimation. It looks like about two-thirds of this corn crop is going to be stored on the farm, which is a record high, and the rest will be in, you know, commercial storage off the farm. Quality now becomes an issue because this crop has been a little wet. It's going in the bins pretty wet. And as you know, you store in the ground. Some guys have it set up so they can kind of keep it, keep some air coming through it. Sometimes the farm, you don't have the best storage facilities. So we think that you could see some quality problems down the road as we get into March, April, when we start to see warm up a little bit and we get those hot spots in the middle bin. So you could see this big movement of, you know, and I hate to say big movement, but, you know, some significant movement of corn out of the off the farm, out of commercials, probably out of off the farm into the marketplace to get it moving because you don't want to go out of quality. So I think that's an issue we have to think about. You know, one thing we've talked about though is you haven't often seen quality, you know, move futures markets. And so I don't want to get people excited, oh, the futures will go up. Unfortunately, we're going to see that in the basis, and the basis will have to account for that, you know, good quality versus bad quality corn.
Do we worry about moving the crop also? Yes. When we have concerns with the Dakotas and the rail issues, river issues, how does that play into the markets as well?
Well, it dings the farmer one more time. And we've seen examples, and you mentioned the Dakotas, and that's a great example. You look at wheat prices, wheat bases in the Dakotas are just awful. And so you look at end users, flour millers in Kansas who, you know, they want to get their own wheat, but hard red winter wheat in Kansas is hard to get this year, and so they had to go farther to get it, and so end users in Dakota were paying, or in Kansas were paying this huge, huge premium for wheat, and no one can move it or get it out because the rail wasn't there, and now we're seeing that a little bit with the corn and soybean crop, partly because stocks are so tight, and we'll talk about soybeans as a good example. People in the Southeast can't get corn, they can't get meal because it can't get there. The rails can't get it there. And so, again, you have this, they're still paying inverses for crops there, and you have a record crop, and you're going, okay, this doesn't make sense.
To hear more, visit our website, brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.